What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, rain makes grain. One third of North Dakota received an okay rain, a half inch to an inch. And looking at the rain maps, Iowa, very dry part of western Iowa, received a good rain up to an inch, inch and a half. South Dakota received rain. I traveled this weekend through Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, the state of New York. I drove in the rain the whole entire weekend. Rain makes grain. That's our first. We need about three more to make a good grain crop here in the Midwest.
We certainly had higher prices last week in the futures market. Corn, wheat, soybeans, all to the plus side.
We saw $8 spring wheat, Don, last week. We saw $6 corn, $7 old crop beans, and the list goes on and on. $14 Nove beans. So Nove 21 with a 14 in front of it. Deese 21 with a 6. Deese and SEP spring wheat with an 8. Incredible prices here. The question is, to the people listening to this, will they produce a crop? Can they even sell those prices without the bushels? They have to be very careful hedging.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Don, there's these structured products that are called accumulators, double ups. There's probably 15 other names for them. But nonetheless, they're a product where someone helps you market your grain. And in some cases, they're multiple dollar losers. They get started. They sell you X amount of grain at this price. If it goes to the next price, you get doubled up. And there are people calling from around the country saying they've been doubled up on corn, $1.50 lower. What do they do? At Advanced Trading, we like to make cash sales, and we own call options. It's that simple. Sell the grain, buy the call, still have unlimited risk. So what's happening in one of the biggest bull markets in history, people are already capped out, and now they're worried, are they going to produce the bushels?
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.